Good afternoon, ladies. We are studying this week. We have two parashiyot Matot Mas'eh. In previous years, we've spoken at length on Parashat Matot. This year, Be'ezat Hashem will say something on the second parasha Mas'eh. Basically, if you look at the parasha, the word Mas'eh means journeys. This is the parasha that tells us about all the journeys that the Jewish people took from when they left Egypt till they got into Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if you counted them, but if you count all the journeys from the beginning of the parasha, from when they left Egypt until they got to the border of Israel, there are 42 stops. They traveled 42 different station stops. It's like on the train. If you ever took the train and you calculate how long does it take to go from King's Highway all the way to Manhattan, and each one is a stop. Or the transit of the New Jersey Transit to get from Penn Station to Long Branch. There's different stations that it has to stop on the way. Similarly, when the Jewish people were traveling, they didn't go straight from Egypt to Israel. They stopped on the way. Now, some places they stopped for a few days. Sometimes they stopped for a month. Sometimes they stopped for a year. There was no really schedule. It was based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Okay, now get up and continue. Now stop. Now continue. Like the Pasuk says, Al pi Hashem yahanu v'al pi Hashem yisa'u. They traveled by the word of God, and they camped by the word of God. 42 different places. I'm making a big deal out of it because you'll hear this many times in the Torah or in the holy books. They talk about the Mem Bet Masa'ot. Mem Bet is 42. Mem is 40. Bet is 2. They say the Mem Bet Masa'ot. The 42 stations that the Jewish people traveled in the Midbar. I'll give you just a remez. An illusion. There's so much depth in these 42 places. If you look at the 25th place that they traveled, I'll count it for you. The 25th place, the Torah calls it Hashmona. Vayis'u mehashmona. Actually, vayis'u memitka vayahanu behashmona. Now, when you say the name Hashmona, right away, what do you think of? Hashmonaim. You think about the Hashmonaim in the times of Hanukkah. Those were the Kohanim that ran the Beit HaMikdash, and they fought against the Greeks, and they preserved the sanctity of the temple. And we have a miracle with the Hashmonaim. It's not a coincidence that the 25th place that they landed was Hashmona, because Hanukkah starts on the 25th day of the month of Kislev. So already thousands of years before, the Torah was giving us a hint when they were traveling. Station number 25, they didn't know. Stop here. What's the name of the place? Hashmona. Little did they know that this was a hint for Jewish history what was going to happen in the future. That there's going to come a day, that it's going to be the 25th, not the 25th station stop, but the 25th of the month. And there's going to be a group of people called the Hashmonaim, and they're going to create a great miracle of Hanukkah. I'm just telling you that because there's a lot of secrets in every one of the names of these places and why it was in the position that it was and why they stayed in that place for the amount of time. But today I'd like to explain to you something even a little deeper. I hope we'll be able to explain it. I know you're aware that in our long history, we have been in four exiles. They call them the Arba Galuyot. The four exiles are as follows. After the first temple was destroyed, we went into Galut Bavel. That was today Iraq. But in the olden days it was called Bavel, Babylonia. The king of Bavel, his name was Nebuchadnezzar. He was a tyrant. And he exiled us from Israel to Babylonia. There we stayed for 70 years. That was the first of the four exiles. After that, we came back to Israel. We built the Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash. There were two other exiles. There was an exile of Parasu Madai. Madai. That's like the story of Ahasuerus, where there was an exile with that nation. Madai. The third exile was Yavan, the Greeks, what I just talked about. And the fourth exile, which we're actually still in today, is, we call it the Galut of Edom. Edom, in modern language, would be Rome. When the Romans came and destroyed the Second Temple, so they threw us into an exile. We haven't yet come out of that exile yet. This is the longest of the four exiles. This is close to 2,000 years that we are still. Could you imagine? The first exile in Babel was only 70 years. That's a small amount of time. We are now pushing 2,000 years of a very, very bitter and horrible, terrible, whatever you're going to say, the most negative sarot, troubles and hardships that this exile. Just keep in mind, what happened to our people in 2,000 years? I'm not only talking about the Holocaust, that 6 million Jews, 1 million children perished in our century or the last century. That's only one event that happened in the 2,000 years. Maybe the most catastrophic. But there were many, many pogroms and many inquisitions and many blood libels and many troubles in every single country where the Jewish people have lived. And we have not been redeemed yet. We are still suffering, and the tsarot of the galut get worse every single day. The troubles of the Jewish people, they get more severe as the time goes on, as we know. I'm reviewing for you the four exiles. Bavel, then you have Madai, then you have Yavan, which is Greece, and then you have Edom, which is Rome, which is the exile that we are in today. I'm not going to talk what Rav Chaim Vital said from the name of his rabbi Arizal. Maybe in another talk we'll spend time on it. He said that at the end of the fourth exile, there's going to be a 4B. 4A and 4B. The last exile is going to be split into another exile, and it is from this last exile we're going to be redeemed from. He said many years ago that at the end of the Roman exile, Galut Romi, there's going to be what he called Galut Yishmael, where the Arab Empire, the empire of Yishmael, is going to resurge and is going to put the world and, it seems, the Jewish people to a certain degree into a certain amount of hardship. It's interesting. We've been in the exile for 2,000 years now, and in our time already we see the emergence of Yishmael. We already see how this second phase of the last exile is starting to come about. Galut Yishmael. But I don't want to confuse you with Galut Yishmael, nor do I want to scare you, even though it looks like from your faces that you're scared already. But I don't want to scare you about Galut Yishmael yet. I just want to talk about the four. Our rabbis gave us a hint. If you look at the first four words of this week's parasha, well, this week's parasha talks about the travelings. What is exile? Exile is the story of the Jewish people going from one place to another place to another place. The first four words of the parasha, Ele Mas'e Bene Yisrael. These are the journeys of the children of Israel. Ladies, concentrate for a minute. Take the first letter of these four words. Ele is Aleph. Aleph stands for the exile of Edom. That's where we're in now. Mas'e, Mem. That's Madai. Bene is Bet. That's Bavel. And Yisrael is Yud. That's Yavan. So you see the first four words of the parasha, the Rashi Tevot, the first letters, already hinting to us that there's going to be four exiles. These are the journeys of the Jewish people. We are going to journey from one exile to another one, to another one. Elle Masai b'nei Yisrael. Oh, you're right. I cannot answer. I was worried that somebody's going to ask me that question. And sure enough, my fear came true. He asked me the question. You know what? I can't answer you. I don't know why, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, he could have put the remez in order. He didn't, for example. Maybe he's putting it in order of severity. Ele Mas'e B'nei Yisrael could be Ele, the Aleph Edom, because that's the most severe, and that's the one is now, that's the longest one. Whatever it may be, I once told you, there's a study where we look at the ta'amim of the Pesukim. You know what the ta'amim are? On every letter of the Torah, or word of the Torah, there's a note. Like a musical note. When you hear the rabbi or the hazan get up and read Sefer Torah, he's not making up the tune himself. He's reading the notes that are written in the book, and he sings the Torah according to the ta'ameh dikra, the notes of the Torah. And I told you many times how it's very important that our children at a young age study this. Not only for their bar mitzvah. They should know it in general because it's very important to understand the text. Because the ta'amim, if you study them not only in the notes, in the singing them, but you study them in the, what they represent, they can give us meaning. The note on the first word, Ele, is called Gerish. It's called Gerish. Ele, Gerish. You know what the word Gerish means? Legeresh. Legeresh means to throw out. To get kicked out. To get thrown out. To be ousted. Gerish. Like to go into exile. Mas'e b'nei Yisrael. Shofar holech Rabiya. Rabiya is the name of the note. It's a dot, Rabia. But what does Rabia mean in Hebrew? Rabia is Arba. Rabia is four. Four, the number four, Rabia. Rabia is four. And therefore the Torah is hinting to us right in the beginning. Gerish, Holech, Rabia. That the Jewish people are going to be ousted and they're going to walk into the four exiles. And it's hinted, Ele Mas'e b'nei Yisrael, Edom, Madai, Babel, and Yavan, Gerish, Holech Rabia. Then we thrown out into the four. But of course we believe that after the four Galiot are going to be over, there's going to be a redemption. That's what we're waiting for. And that's what we pray for in the Amidah. Every day in the Amidah, I'm going to give you a secret now. Every day in the Amidah, we say, "Umevi goel ibne benehem lema'an shemo be'ahaba." Umevi goel. God is going to bring the goel. Who's the goel? The Redeemer, Mashiach. Umevi, that's present. He's bringing, meaning every second we're one step closer to the redemption. He's involved right now in the process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never takes his mind off the redemption. Every moment, he's waiting to redeem us. Ani Hashem, bi'ita ahishenna. God says, I am God, bi'ita, in the right time. In its time, ahishenna. I'm going to right away bring the redemption. Umebi go'el. Ladies, think of the word mebi. Mem, bet, yud aleph. You got it? Mem, Madai. Bet, Bavel. Yud, Yavan. Aleph, Edom. Umevi, Goel. He's going to redeem us from the Mevi, from the four exiles. Lema'an Shemo, Be'ahaba. That's something you could think of when you pray the Amidah, Mincha, or Arbit, whatever the next Amidah you're going to pray. When you see the words Umevi, you think, Madai, Babel, Yavan, Edom, which is the four, Goel, the Redeemer is going to come from that. I'm going to tell you another secret, but if you don't understand it, don't worry about it. But I want to tell it to you anyway, because one day maybe you'll re-listen to what I said, is, oh, that's what he was talking about. Our rabbis tell us, actually it's not the rabbis, the prophets tell us, Siyon b'mishpat t'padeh v'shaveha b'staka. If we're going to be redeemed, which we are, it's going to be in the merit of two things, the prophet said. Siyon Zayin b'mishpat t'padeh, because there's going to be justice. When there's justice in the world, mishpat, that means honesty, proper dealings, when people act in a straight way, the zechut of the mishpat, that brings the Redeemer. V'shaveha b'sadakah. Sadakah, you know what it is. When we give charity, when we give tzedakah, that is a recipe for the redemption. Just as a side point, I have to congratulate all of the ladies that are involved in this Sephardic Women's Charity Club that was started a few months back. Besides the fact that you're collecting charity, which is a big zechut, and you're doing it together, and we're making a big difference. We just gave a big check to one of the organizations in Deal that takes care of special children. They went out of their mind. Well, you give us $2,600. Where did this come from, this money? They're from a couple of ladies that are putting money in a pouch on a weekly basis. Well, I couldn't believe it. How was it possible? How come we didn't think of this earlier? But what I wanted to tell you is you're involved in bringing the Mashiach. Because it says the Mashiach will come in the merit of tzedakah. So could you imagine you have hundreds of ladies all over with a special Mashiach pouch. It's a pouch of the Mashiach. And you're scoring away a couple of pennies and dollars and whatever it may be. And then you hand it in. It's actually bringing the Mashiach closer. Siyon b'mishpat t'padeh v'shaveha b'sadakah. Mishpat and tzedakah. That's not the hard part. There's a pasuk that talks about the importance of justice, of honesty. And there's a pasuk that talks about the importance of tzedakah. I'm going to tell you both pasukim. The pasuk that talks about justice, mishpat, which is brings the Mashiach, the pasuk says, Melech b'mishpat ya'amid eres. Melech b'mishpat. The king, when there's justice, he establishes the world. Listen to the words. Melech b'mishpat ya'amid eres. Exactly, the four exiles. Melech is mem, is madai. Melech b'mishpat bet is bavel. Ya'amid is yud, is yavan. Eres is edom. Again, you see the four galuyot alluded to, that the exiles will come to a conclusion when there is mishpat. The pasuk in Mishle says, Shlomo HaMelech, Matan baseter yichfe af. When a person gives money, baseter, he gives money anonymously or privately, without anybody knowing, it calms the anger of God down. If God is angry, God forbid, and there's a judgment, Matan baseter, giving money baseter, Yichfe af, that's giving charity. Listen to the words, ladies. Matan, mem, madai. Baseter, bet, bavel. Yichfe, yud, yavan, af, edom. So you see, umevi goel, those are the four exiles. And you see in the zechut of the tzedakah, and in the zechut of the mishpat. Now, by the way, these derashot, I'm saying over only in the Brooklyn Shi'ur. It's too hard for me to repeat this in Deal tomorrow. So don't tell them, but I give them an easier version of the class. A different version. In Deal there's a lot of sun, so we have to go easy on them. But over here, we can still talk on a very high level. Huh? Okay, it's okay. I'm in Deal also. I'm talking to my wife. I'm talking to myself. I'm on tape, I know, everything I'm on tape. So now, what I'm going to tell you is like this. It's okay, what do you think I tell the ladies in Deal tomorrow? That this I'm giving to you special. In Brooklyn, I don't tell it to them. Do they feel good also? So somebody asked the question. They asked a good question. He said, Rabbi,
when we talk about the exiles, you forgot the main one. Mitzrayim. We went out to Egypt. How come you're just talking Bavel, Madai, Yavan, Edom? What about the first exile? I mean, not only is it the first exile, we have a holiday, Pesach, that commemorates Yisiat Mitzrayim. Now forget about Pesach. Every single day, we mention Yisiat Mitzrayim in the morning, we mention Yisiat Mitzrayim in the evening. We have so many mitzvot, Zecher Yisiat Mitzrayim. It was an exile for 210 years. Much Jewish blood was shed during that time. Why did the rabbis skip over that one? What happened to Mitzrayim? This is a strong question. Our rabbis tell us an amazing thing. Yisiat Mitzrayim, or better, the exile of Egypt, that was the first exile. But that exile was as difficult as all the four exiles combined. Mitzrayim was a combination of 1, 2, 3, 4. In Mitzrayim you had Bevel, and Madai, and Yavan, and Edom. That was like a mega exile. And that's why all the four exiles that followed it are only a piece of the original. So by mentioning the four, that's, Egypt is included. Egypt was the paradigm, it was the model, that was the highest level exile possible. After Mitzrayim, then already we got pieces of an exile. We got Bavel, which is 1/4. I don't know, I said 1/4, but it's really not. It's one part, and then another part, that means the four exiles, if you add them together, equal one Mitzrayim. I won't go too deep with you, but the holy books say that each exile corresponds one of the letters of God's name. How many letters are in God's name? Four. Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. Each exile that we go into, it's affecting another letter of Hashem's name. Bavel was the letter Yud, and Madai was the letter He, and Yavan was the letter Vav. Edom right now is the letter He. Each one of the, and Mitzrayim was the whole name, Yud Ke Vav Ke. Each, the whole name itself was, that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu went to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, what did Paro right away tell Moshe? Mi Hashem, who is God? Who is Yud Ke Vav Ke? Because he understood that his power was so strong to keep the Jewish people in exile, that he'd be able to even overpower the whole holy name, the Kiddusha of Shem, Yud Ke Vav Ke. But eventually, as we see, he was not able to. Even though Paro had a very, very strong hold on us. His exile was times four. But we were able to escape. That's why, on the night of Pesach, how many cups do we drink? Four cups. Now you know why. Because Egypt really was a model of the four exiles. Therefore, the first cup is Galut Bavel, and the second cup is Galut Madai, and therefore, the third cup is Galut Yavan, and the fourth cup is Galut Edom. Each one of the cups on Leil Pesach can they get one of the four exiles. That's why, I don't know if you ever heard, when they teach the kids in school, you're supposed to know it, that in Egypt, there's four different terminologies that we used when we left. It says, Vehotzeti, Vehitzalti, Vegaalti, Velakachti. There's four different terminologies. Vehotzeti, God, he took us out. Vehitzalti, saved us. Vegaalti, he redeemed us. Velakachti. So always we ask, what do you need four languages? It's all the same word. You saved us, you saved us, you saved us, you saved us. What do you need four terminologies? And the explanation is that by leaving Egypt, he actually, that redemption was not one redemption. That redemption already prepared for us all the future redemptions. Ve'otzeti from Bavel, ve'gavetzalti from Yemadai, and from ve'gaalti is from Yavan, and ve'lakahti is going to be from Edom. Egypt is the mega galut. Four cups, can I get the four galuyot? Four languages. Should I even tell you something even more fascinating? If Egypt is the model, I would love to, if this is true, this would be amazing. We're going to work it out together. If it's true, we've uncovered a big secret of the Torah today. The theory is like this, what I'm thinking. How many times did we go down to Egypt, and how many times did we leave Egypt? I know you said, anyway, what kind of question is that? We went down once, we left once. It's not true. Oh, I would like to see that. I would like to see that. I know what you're saying, but if I could prove to you that we went down to Egypt four times, and we left four times, oh, don't worry, I'll explain it to you. Don't worry, don't get nervous, I'll explain it to you. No, before that. After that, as a people. Ladies, don't worry, let me give the class, then I'll let you do whatever you want. I'm going back to the other in a few hours. Which means, if I could prove to you that as a people, the Jewish people went down four times, and they left four times, then I would say, wow, that's true. You see, Egypt really represented all the four galuyot. Listen to how it worked. The brothers of Yosef go down to Egypt to get food. They went down once. They came back to Yaakov to get Binyamin. That's one time they went. That's Yiridat Mitzrayim, going down to Mitzrayim, and then Yitziat Mitzrayim, they came out of Mitzrayim. Then they went back down with Binyamin. Then they came back to get Yaakov. That's the second time. They went down and they came out. They came down with Yaakov and they left when he died. They left to bury him. Then they came back down the fourth time to finish the exile and they left Yitziat Mitzrayim. So you see, the Jewish people, that was said, not my hadush, that's the rabbi from Belz, said this hadush. He said that, look, that when the Jewish people came down to Egypt, God specifically masterminded it or orchestrated it should be four times in order to represent the four times we're going to go into an exile and we're going to leave. So far, we've done seven. We have one more leg of this trip to come out of this exile. We've gone into Bavel, we've come out of Bavel. Went into Madai, came out of Madai. Went into Yavan, came out of Yavan. We went into Edom, we didn't come out of Edom yet. We're still waiting for that last leg where we're going to be able to, that means this exile when we leave will be tantamount to Yitziat Mitzrayim. Why, when all the Jewish people left Egypt, as exciting of a day that was, it says, Ki meset echa me'eres Mitzrayim, ad eru nifla'ot. That it's going to be child's play. The redemption that we're going to have from this exile is going to be so much greater and so much more miraculous even than what happened in Egypt. How do I know? There was a great rabbi called Rav Saadia Gaon. Saadia Gaon said like this. When God was telling Avraham Avinu, he told him, listen, the Jewish people are going to go down to Egypt or a foreign land. They're going to be there for a long time. But don't worry, the nation that oppresses the Jewish people, those Egyptians, God says, you know what I'm going to do to them? Two words. Dan Anochi. Dan Anochi. I will judge them. On those two words, Dan Anochi, look what God did. He brought them 10 plagues, 50 plagues on Yam Suf. He decimated, we took all their spoils, and that's only on two words. Dan Anochi. I will judge them. Dan Anochi. Says Rav Saadia Gaon, you know how many words are written already in the prophets? What God says He's going to do to the Goyim at the end of time that oppressed the Jewish people, at the end of the time we're going to be redeemed? We have pages and pages and words and words and words and ink. If for two words, Dan Anochi, look what happened in Egypt. Could you imagine what's going to happen at the final redemption? It's going to be the greatest celebration that B'zadashim will be in our time. Now, by the way, it's just coming to me now. I told you that each exile is corresponding one of the letters of Hashem's name. Yud, He, No. Be'ezat Hashem, when we get out of this exile, the letter He of God's name, the final letter, will be put into attack. That's why we say, Umevi Goel. Mevi is the four exiles. God is going to bring the Redeemer. Libnei B'nehem. And what is that going to do? Lema'an Shemo. For His name. Because now the name of God is incomplete. Once the fourth exile is over, Lema'an Shemo. Be'ahaba. What is Be'ahaba? Meaning out of love. He's going to bring it to us out of love. But I'm not going to drive you crazy with gematria. But Ahava, the numerical value of the word Ahava is 13. Be'ahaba. Bet Ahaba is 2 Ahaba. 2 Ahaba is 26. Umebi Goel. God is going to redeem us from the four exiles. Libnei B'nehem Lema'an Shemo. For His name, because the name of God is incomplete. We need to fill Be Ahaba. Then it'll be Bet Ahaba. It'll be 26. Bet Ahaba. Pa'amayim 13. Be Ahaba. This is, I didn't really come to tell you this. I'm just preparing you for the one hadush that I wanted to say today. But it's good if you learn something now, in the interim, till we get to the main hadush, it's also good. The holy books say that when a person is in trouble, a crisis of some sort, it could be a personal, it could be national, it could be danger, whatever it may be. The rabbis tell us, if you think about the miracles that God did for our ancestors in Egypt, that's a sigula for God to bring you a Yeshua. Again, they learn this from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, and I'll quote it to you. As it says, Ki tomar bin babecha, Rabbim hagoyim ha'ele mimeni, Echa uchal lehorisham. A person might say to himself, oh, these goyim, there's so many of them. Echa uchal lehorisham. How could I overtake them? How am I going to overcome my troubles? How am I going to get out of my problems? The Torah says, Lo tira mehem. Don't be afraid of your troubles. Don't be afraid of the tzarot. Don't be afraid of the darkness that you're in. Zachor tizkor et asher asa Hashem lefaro ulchol Mitzrayim. Remember what God did to Paro and all of Egypt. When you remember the miracles that God does, it inspires, it activates God to make more miracles. Just to remember them. Remember I once told you, just to mention Abraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov, just to mention their names, it's already zechut. When you're in trouble, and you just say, oh, you think about the miracles, Dam, Sefarday, Yaakidni, Marov, you remember the miracles that Borei Olam did, it inspires the divine mercy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes more miracles. When you remember them, it motivates the mercy to bring more miracles. That's why, it's okay, that's okay. That's why it says, we read it in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, but I'm going to tell you what the Rashi on it. Mazkirim Yisiyat Misraim Balelot. You remember the story of the five rabbis? They were up all night in Bnei Berak. Ma'aseh v'rabbi Eliezer v'rabbi Yoshua v'rabbi Elazar v'Azariah v'rabbi Akiva v'rabbi Tarfon shayu mesubim b'Bnei Berak v'ayu mesapirim b'siyat Mitzrayim kol oto halayla. They were talking about Mitzrayim kol oto halayla, the whole night. Acheba'u talmidehem v'amru lahem rabotenu higiyah zivan kiriyat shema shel shacharit. Until their students came to them and said, Rabbis, it's already shacharit. Go pray. That's the simple story. They were learning Torah so much that night that they got lost. They didn't even know what time it was. They were sitting for hours. And all of a sudden the students at Hachamim, Igiya Zeman, Kiryat Shema Shasharit. But I saw once the Derasha in this story. They say like this. Shayum misapirim bisiyat misrayim. Balelot. Balelot doesn't only mean in the night. Balelot means in the dark times. When times are tough. In the exile, it's one long bitter night. It's one long endless night with great, great troubles. Tashit hoshech vihi layla botir moskul haytoyarav. There's great troubles and there's great dangers. And there's great catastrophes and barmanan tragedies that happen in the exile. The exile, that's what it's known for. Exile is not a good time. Exile by nature is it's a bad thing. We don't want to be in exile. And the pasuk is coming to tell us, Shayu misapirim bisiyat misrayim, kolato halayla. They were teaching us, whenever you feel like you're in layla, whenever you feel like you're in the darkness of depression or of tsar or whatever it may be, remember Yisiyat Misrayim. Remember that God took us out of Misrayim. And that's what they were doing. They were talking to kol oto halayla, as long as they were in the darkness of exile. And guess what happened? The students came to them and said, Rabbi, it worked. Oh, it's not dark anymore. Now it's already shahrit. The sun came out, it worked. We've been redeemed. Therefore you see the power of even just mentioning Yisiyat Misrayim is able to bring us and elevate us and lift our souls to bring us out of our exile and our troubles. We go further. When the Jewish people were redeemed, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to God. He asked God, the people are going to ask me what your name is. Ma'omar alehim. What do I tell them? Which name is responsible for the redemption? So God said, tell them, Ehiye Asher Ehiye. Tell them the God whose name is Ehiye, Asher Ehiye. That's a name we never heard of. We heard of Yudke Vavke, we heard of the Shindalin and the Yud, Elokim, but there's another name, we could say it because it's also a word in Hebrew. Ehyeh means, I will be. But that's also one of the names of God. Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh means, Moshe, go tell the people, just like I was with them in this exile of Egypt and I redeemed them, go tell them that there's going to be four more. Wait. And I'm going to redeem them as well. Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. Just like I was with them in Egypt, don't worry, I'll be with them, the other four as well. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Borei Olam, please. I don't even want to tell them there's going to be another four. They're so broken already. Please, do I have to tell them that there's going to be more troubles? It's like Bar Minan, a doctor comes and tells a patient and says, don't worry, you see you recovered now? It's going to happen four more times and you're going to recover again. Why? With four more times, am I saying? Don't tell it to me the four more times. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling God. I'll keep it a secret, but don't tell them. But in truth, we believe that. That just like God redeemed us, He was with us in Yisat Misrayim, don't worry. And with the great miracles and the great punishment and the revenge and everything was justice and unbelievable. Don't worry, God says, as bad as you think it's going to be, I will be with the Jewish people again in the final exile. Now, we are in the weeks of Ben HaMetzarim. You know what Ben HaMetzarim is? The weeks between Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. These are very troubling weeks. We don't look forward to them when they begin, and we cannot wait until they pass. In the old countries, whether it was in Syria or wherever it may be, they took these days very careful. They didn't do unnecessary traveling. People would stay local. They wouldn't hit their children during this time. The teachers wouldn't hit the students during this time. Because they felt there's sakana during the time. Even they wouldn't raise their voice too much because they felt, correctly so, that these times are ominous. There's bad omen during the 3 weeks between Shiva Sabatuz and Tisha B'Av. And we hope that everything passes in peace. That we don't have to, Chas v'Shalom, endure too much suffering during this time. It's 21 days. 21 days. From Shiva Sabatuz to Tisha B'Av. I'm going to tell you the secret of these 21 days, why it's 21 days. The 21 days are actually 42. Rabbi, what did you do? You just told us how bad they are, now you doubled them? It's 21 days and 21 nights. That's how we break 42. It's 21 days and 21 nights. That's how we look at the Bin HaMitzarim period. Which is altogether 42 periods, 42 slots. The days of the Bin HaMitzarim, now we're in the day, represents God's name that He used when He took us out of Mitzrayim. What was the name of God? Ehiyeh. The numerical value of the word Ehiyeh is 21. The days of the Bin HaMitzarim represent God's name Ehiyeh. That's He took us out of Egypt. That's the day, that's the sun, that's good times, that's happiness, that's, well, the day is good. The day represents happiness or redemption or good things. Lehagid baboker hasdecha. In the day, it's chesed, it's great. But the 21 nights of the Bin HaMitzarim, which is also 21, represent the second Ehiyeh. That God says, I will be with them in the other four exiles as well. That's the night. That's the Ehiyeh of the exiles that we're in now. And we're reminded throughout the Bin HaMitzarim period, that just like God was with us in Mitzrayim, and He did not leave us and abandon us, and not only that, but it was for our good. Oh, now I'm talking very serious. It was for our good. 210 years in Egypt was for our good. I can't explain to you how it's for our good in every detail, but all I know is, after we were purified for 210 years of working and suffering and all that, we ended up being able to receive the Torah from God and hear God's voice. Anochi Hashem Elokecha lo yeh lecha Elokim ha'anim al panai. So it must have been something good that prepared us in Mitzrayim. As bad as it was, the result was good. It's like you take metal. The metal has impurities in it. The metal is not pure, but you want to refine it. How do you refine the metal? You put it in the fire. And you burn it. And all the impurities start to come out. And you have to burn it again. In the furnace and in the kiln and in the torch. And finally, after all the burning, you have 100% pure gold. The Jewish people are gold. But it seems there was some dregs. Some imperfections. So 210 years, it's called, it's not gold. The Torah calls it Kur HaBarzel. There's iron. So to purify the iron, it had to go through the oven of Egypt, but it was for our best. When troubles befall the Jewish people, it always is for our best. We don't want to say it too loud because we don't want any troubles and we don't want any tzarot, we want only good things. But our faith system tells us you have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a father, and a father doesn't want to hurt his children. And a father only wants to do what's ultimately for the best, and sometimes the medicine is bitter medicine, and sometimes it's hard for us to swallow such medicine. It's a difficult hardship, but so was Egypt. But look at the result. from the darkness of Egypt came the light of the giving of the Torah, the chosen people. From Egypt came eternity, Olam Abba, and all the great things that we look forward to. So the 21 days of Bin HaMesarim, that reminds us of the first exile, the one that doesn't count. That's the prototype. That's Mitzrayim. That's the four exiles in one. But don't get nervous. If God redeemed us from Mitzrayim, which is four, certainly He can redeem us from one. Kal v'chomer, or the more so. It's easier to redeem us from one than to four. If He did it from four, He can redeem us from one. When the nights of Bin HaMitzarim come, tonight, tomorrow night, the following night, at night we see the dark come out, we remember, oh, we're still in darkness. This is the Ehyeh that God told Moshe, don't worry, I'll be with them when it's dark. And we must connect the nights of the Bin HaMitzarim to the days of the Bin HaMitzarim. Like I told you, that's Sigula. Whenever we're in the dark times, remember what God did for us in Egypt. And when you remember what God does, Zachor, Tizkor, it'll happen. Borei Olam will make miracles. And that's the magic of why this Perasha Mas'eh always will come out during the Bin HaMitzarim. Because I told you, how many travelings did the Jewish people travel in the desert? 42 travelings. The 42 travelings correspond the exile and correspond the 42 periods of Bin HaMitzarim, the 21 days and the 21 nights. So when we're reading this parasha, Ele Mas'eh B'nei Yisrael, these are the travelings. Ele is Edom, B'Mas'eh is Madai, Bet is Bavel, Yod is Yavan. These are the travelings. This is the dark periods of Klal Yisrael. And you have to know there's going to be 21 days a year and 21 nights a year, corresponding the 42 stops that the Jewish people traveled, corresponding the holy name of God, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, which is God's name. And you have to be hopeful. These days are not supposed to bring a person into a depression. Our tradition says you're not allowed to make Yush. You're not allowed to be despondent. You're not allowed to be hopeless. You're not allowed to give up. On the contrary, when the days of Bin HaMitzarim come, you say, Ashtabach Shem Olad, God, you did it for us once already. And that was the hard one. That was, the whole name of God was in exile. Yud Kei Vav Kei. There was all four exiles in one. Now we just have the little head to end. It's an easy one to get us out of. And when the nights, the scary nights start to come, you have to remind yourself, this is Ehyeh, this is 21 nights of misery. This is the name Ehyeh. God is going to redeem us again. And He promised Moshe Rabbeinu. And when God promises us something, it's going to happen. He does not forsake us. Not like the other religions came along and said, God forgot about the Jewish people. He has rescinded all His promises to them. He has turned His back on the Jews. And now He's chosen another nation. And He's made a new testament and a new world order. And a new Chas v'Shalom. Lo ish el v'chazevu ben adam v'yitnecham. Borei Olam is not a human being that regrets, or a human being that changes his mind. El emunah ve'en avel sadik v'yasharu. God is just and God is straight and God is right. And therefore, even though we see a lot of difficult things in this exile, a lot of families going through difficult times during this, that's what exile is. Exile is not fun. We got fooled into thinking it's fun because we live in a sweet exile in America where Baruch Hashem, it's a democracy and we enjoy a lot of freedoms that you could forget that you're even in an exile. I wonder when things are going good and there's prosperity, if you even went to some people and said, you know, you want to be redeemed? Don't touch me, I'm happy. I don't even want to, who wants to be redeemed? I have a good house, I have a good family, I have good money, I have good everything. But from time to time we're reminded, you're in exile, it is darkness, this is not, all the troubles that people suffer, that's a result of the destruction of the temple. That's a result of the exile. In Eretz Yisrael, in the time of redemption, everything's good. In the Midbar, nobody ever died, only after they made sins. But in the Midbar, nobody ever got sick. Nobody ever had a problem of Parnassah, nobody had any problems of anything. They lived a perfect existence. Till they made Avonot. In the final redemption, it's going to be like that again. There's going to be no sickness. There's going to be Bilam Mavet LaNesach. It says the death is going to be swallowed eternally. There's not going to be any more death. The Malach HaMavet is going to have to hand in his guns and his swords and all his weapons. And on that day, Borei Olam is going to take the Malach HaMavet, and he's going to kill the Malach HaMavet. Like we say at the end of the Haggadah Shel Pesach, in the story of the Had Gadya, Ve'ata Kadosh Baruch Hu V'shachat the Malach HaMavet. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and he's going to destroy the Malach HaMavet. But in the interim, we must remain hopeful that Galut has an end. It's not infinite. It's not an open ticket. It's not something that there's a day that the Galut will end. And therefore the 21 days Keneged Shemihye of Mislayim, and the 21 nights Keneged Ehye of the other Galuyot, Keneged the 42 travelings that the Jewish people took, which now we understand, and I'll conclude. There's much more to say on this, but it's enough. There's a custom that we have, Manhag Hala. When we read Parashat Mas'eh, we read all the 42 Masa'ot in one shot. We don't break the Aliyot. Normally, if you're reading on a Monday or Thursday, you read Kohen 3 Pesukim, Levi 3 Pesukim, Israel 4 Pesukim, 10 Pesukim, finish. You read the minimum amount. But if Parashat Mas'eh would come out on a Monday and a Thursday, let's say, where we'd have to read Sefer Torah, we would read all 42 travelings in one Aliyah. We don't divide it. Now I would say, well, that's too long. We have 42 Pesukim, one Aliyah. You know why? Because there is a great rabbi called the Arizal. Magen Avraham says, the 42 travelings correspond the 42 letter name of God, which really is Ehiye Asher Ehiye, 21 and 21. And since these 42 Masa'ot correspond the 42 of Ehiye, which is God's name, you're not allowed to cut God's name. You cannot split God. Therefore we read all of them in order without any break. But now what I'm telling you today, we understand why as well. Not because we don't want to break God's name only, because the 21 and the 21 have to be connected. That the 21 of darkness are connected to the 21 of happiness. The Ehiye of Misraim and the Ehiye 21. And the Ehiye of the Galuyot, do not separate them. Whenever you're going through difficult times in this bitter exile, remember, Zachor, Tiskor, God, you did it for us in Egypt. And that's what Maskirim, Yisiat Misraim, Balilot. Remember Yisiat Misraim when it's dark. And then the books guarantee us that all of a sudden somebody will come in and say, oh, the morning is here. It's the morning. The redemption is here. Yiratzon. Kadosh Baruch Hu should say to our troubles, die. Yomal Tzarotenu, die. Our nation has suffered so much for so many years. And Be'ezat Hashem, we hope that this will be the... We don't have to get to Tisha B'Av, we hope. We hope that already, even before Tisha B'Av, Kadosh Baruch Hu will see all the tears of Klal Yisrael collectively. And then Be'ezat Hashem, Borei Olam will send us גואל צדק ומביא גואל לבני בניהם למען שמו באהבה.